If you must blink, do it now. Pay careful attention to everything you see, no matter how unusual it may seem. If you look away, even for an instant, our hero will surely perish. Kubo. Good morning, White Way listeners. It is with great pleasure that I get to speak to you once again. My name is Jamie Isokazu, and I am the assistant to the director at the Buddhist Study Center. I would like to share an experience that I had recently with an animated movie. I recently saw the animated film Kubo and the Two Strings. I think that each and every one of you will love this movie. Unfortunately, in order to express to you some of the acts of compassion throughout the movie means that I have to spoil it for you. I apologize in advance, but I still think the movie is worth watching even with the spoilers. The first act of compassion we see is Kubo's mother paddling across an ocean where she encounters rough waves and manages to guide her boat to shore. It is then we see Kubo as a baby for the first time, with only one eye, and when his mother pushes back his hair, we see that his other eye has been cut out. The movie then cuts to the scene several years later in which Kubo begins making breakfast. At first he appears alone. Then you see him wake his mother, who appears in a trance-like state throughout the meal, and saying nothing. Yet Kubo feeds her and takes her outside to sit and watch the sunrise while he patiently folds origami. After watching the sunrise, Kubo then goes to the village to tell stories with his sanshin for the villagers. At the end of the day, Kubo comes home to his mother in an awakened state who tells him stories until she once again disappears into a trance-like state. The second major act of compassion we find in the movie is when Kubo encounters his aunts for the first time. His aunts are demon godlike creatures that want to cut out Kubo's eye to take it to their father, the Moon King. And this would allow Kubo to join them in the heavens. Kubo is running away from them when his mother swoops down in an awakened state and uses her magic powers to fly Kubo away from the aunts and transform herself into Kubo's monkey figurine, staying with Kubo to help him on the next part of his journey. It is while Kubo is on his journey, actually a character in one of his stories, does he find out the truth about what happened to his parents and why his aunts and grandfather hate him so much. His mother says that she used to be a demon godlike creature like his aunts before she encountered his father, a samurai warrior who was on a quest. In this encounter, the Moon King had asked his mother to destroy the samurai warrior, but when they met, Kubo's mother saw such compassion and humanity in Kubo's father's eyes that she no longer wanted to kill him, but fell in love, and Kubo was born out of this love. The Moon King was so enraged that Kubo's mother had fallen in love and had torn the family apart that he killed Kubo's father and tried to kill Kubo. When Kubo asks why the Moon King hates him so much, his mother replies, "He doesn't hate you. He wants you just like him, blind to humanity." The final act of compassion comes at the end of the movie when Kubo comes face to face with the Moon King in a final showdown that is witnessed by the townspeople. Kubo refuses to be killed by the Moon King and instead uses the powers of his sanshin along with the love from the townspeople to transform the Moon King into an old man with amnesia. In his new state, the townspeople are able to tell the Moon King happy stories about the things he has done for the town. It is this act of compassion that allows the townspeople to move forward with their lives and to change the state of another's lives. Life. Many times in our lives, we are like the Moon King and are blinded by the harshness of humanity. We hear about the bad things that are happening in the world and are sucked into the fact that there is no hope. We are desperately swimming in an ocean of the three poisons, lost at sea. Then out of the darkness comes a tender moment of compassion, a smile, a hello, a friendly note, etc. And we are brought back to reality to see that there is hope and there are days worth fighting for. Namo Amida Butsu.